Where is the liberalism? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I think Hollywood has finally gone postpartisan.
Well, the time has come. Catherine Bigelow!
There was liberal icon Barbara Streisand awarding the first Oscar for Best Director ever to go to a woman, but it was for The Hurt Locker, a film about American soldiers who disarm bombs in Iraq, a film where the Americans are the good guys, and the main character chooses to return to Iraq rather than settle down with his family back home. What happened to the 3D avatar, with its one-dimensional made-for-Hollywood message that the Western war machine exists solely to exploit the third world? Let's see. Three technical awards and a Ben Stiller parody.
That means this seemed like a better idea in rehearsal.
But that's not all. Sandra Bullock won Best Actress for playing an upper-middle-class white woman who rescues a black kid from the ghetto and who, when she confronts his thuggish friends, appears to have zero sympathy for their historic injustices.
You so much as cross into downtown, you will be sorry. I'm in a prayer group with the DA, I'm a member of the NRA, and I'm always packing.
As far as I could tell, there was exactly one hint of socialism. Best Animated Short Film went to a French producer, and he practically apologized.
Good evening. It doesn't look like, but it's a French film. Sorry about the accent.
As they say on Pandora, which means I'm heading back to France as quickly as possible. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.